Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, while President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles. The latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
British Columbia in Canada will decriminalize small amounts of drugs for personal use, the government announced, in a first-of-its-kind measure in Canada that aims to tackle the opioid crisis. In a statement on Tuesday, the BC government said the province has been granted a three-year exemption to Canada's federal drug control statutes. Although the Senate and House are not in session this week, it's always campaign season.
The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky. McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For 60 years, Ted Sams regretted missing his high school graduation. Now 78 years old, Sams can finally call himself a graduate after receiving his diploma Friday with the class of 2022 at Southern California's San Gabriel High School. Back in 1962, when he was a high school senior, Sams got in trouble and was suspended for 5 days before the end of the school year. He said he missed a crucial final exam and had to make it up over the summer. After making it up, the school continued to decline his diploma because he still owed about $5 for a book. This day in history. Flash, June 1st, 1779. Benedict Arnold is court-martialed in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Arnold was charged with 13 counts of misbehavior. It's believed this action led to Arnold's more treasonous actions later in life. Flash, 1926. Marilyn Monroe was born in Los Angeles, California. Flash, 1967. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Writing in the Times of London, the critic Kenneth Tennant called the release of Sgt. Pepper a decisive moment in the history of Western civilization.
With Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as we've been promoting, here he is, the one and only Peter Schweitzer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Peter, right at the top of the inside jacket of the book, it is ominous, the statement that says that in a quarter of century, as an investigative journalist, this is the scariest investigation you've ever conducted. Boy, that says a lot right there, Peter.
Yeah, it does. And the reason I say that is, I've seen a lot and reported a lot and exposed a lot over the course of the last 25 years. I've never had a situation where I've done a book where the breadth and the depth of the sort of corruption and compromise you're dealing with. I've never seen it. I mean, this is a book that certainly looks at Washington, D.C., the most powerful people there, but it also looks at the biggest names in Silicon Valley, the biggest names on Wall Street. So the breadth of it and then the depth of it, I mean, we're not talking about minor deals that are making somebody $500,000 or $1 million. We're talking about deals that involve tens of millions, sometimes billions of dollars to people. So that's why I made that statement, and I think the reaction to the book reflects that a lot of people share that opinion.
In your previous books, you were, in a sense, you were fair-minded, and you took a look at both sides of the aisle, and again, it's obvious that this disease, this infection, this, if you might say, the elite capture that the communist Chinese have been able to effectively orchestrate within our country is, it's beyond awesome. I mean, what they've been able to do in causing political power figures to sell American democracy out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius strategy. You've got to give them credit for that. They view the United States as their rival, even their enemy. They know that we have a very dynamic economy. We have the world's best military. We have all this cultural influence around the world. So they don't want to go toe-to-toe, head-to-head with us. What they've decided is they're going to effectively try to lobotomize us. They're going to basically take out our leadership. And or at least neutralize our leadership or elements of our leadership to the extent that they don't respond to what China's doing. They even do favors for China, for Beijing. And then we end up in a situation where it's too late. We can't respond because we've basically given away the store.
Without a doubt. And you cite examples, as I say, on both sides of the aisle, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, the obvious Joe Biden, Biden Inc., organization. It's amazing. And as I read your book and as you see that this is systemic, you go, well, how many others didn't make the cut that you had to leave out of the book?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bill. We really didn't leave anybody out of the book in the sense that they at least get some mention. They may not be a major player, but we tried to name everybody we exposed. We also mentioned, of course, in the final chapter, there are good people on both sides of the aisle trying to combat and fight this. But I am have no doubt in my mind there are people that are engaged in this that effectively covered up their tracks that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is truly scary. And that's why we need to have greater accountability. We need to shame people that are doing this, and we need greater exposure of this sort of behavior.
Well, I think it calls for a special prosecution. What I'm concerned about, Peter, is with a red wave in the offing in the midterms here, there should definitely be a shellacking that is experienced by the Democratic Party, especially progressives. And we'll see how that plays out. What I'm concerned about is Kevin McCarthy and others have signaled that they're going to be, you know, committee hearings galore. And I'm saying, why waste the people's money? All we're going to hear is a bunch of politicians beating their chest and not even coming to a conclusion. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi to, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, and they go off to jail. That ain't going to happen. You know, so we're wasting our time. So it's going to be Benghazi all over again. Get a special prosecutor who's got the force and power to get subpoenas and get to the bottom of this. And maybe we might find out exactly what happened in 2020 in the elections and how it had an effect on January the 6th.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree with you. I think an independent counsel is absolutely a great idea. I do think if you have committee hearings, you need to have the committees that have subpoena power actually subpoena records. Hunter Biden's financial records, Joe Biden's financial records, subpoena very specific things. But I agree with you. What ends up happening in a lot of cases, there's a lot of speechifying. There's a lot of heat. There's very little light. We owe it to the American people to get to the bottom of what's going on, do it in a nonpartisan way, a fact-led way. I'm slightly optimistic that we will get at least some of that with the new Congress, but of course I have been disappointed in the past, and I may very well again be in the future.
Well, we can only know them. If you want to know what they'll do, look what they've done. And that sets the stage, unfortunately, because, like you say, the American people deserve the truth for all the money we've been paying into this. You know, all that we paid for the Mueller investigation, for example, you know, probably somewhere $50-70 million with all these lawyers and everything like that. And what have we got out of it? Well, it really, you know, they couldn't indict Donald Trump, and they kind of soft pedaled it in such a way and left people thinking, you know, especially those that thought Trump deserved, you know, to be impeached and kicked out of office. They kind of left him with a taste in the mouth that maybe they were a little bit right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, oftentimes what goes on in Washington, D.C., to me, it's a little bit like professional wrestling. I mean, you see all this violence. You know, these wrestlers are hitting each other with chairs. They're throwing each other out of the window. And then, of course, you realize after a while that it's all choreographed.
Exactly.
And, so there's no question there's an element of that in Washington, D.C. I do want to remain optimistic and have enough faith that there are people on both sides of the aisle. I named some of them in the book. They've been very good on China, very good at fighting this. I want to hope and believe that those individuals will rise to the occasion. But even more than that, Bill, I have faith in the American people. I think the reaction to the book reflects that. It came out 3 weeks ago. We've been number one on the New York Times bestseller list every week. I wish I could say that that was because of my genius or brilliance. It's not. It's because the book has touched a nerve, and I think an important one, and I think it is an opportunity for us to build a bipartisan movement to address these issues as it relates to China, who has made very clear that they are in competition with us and they mean to win. The question is, are we going to allow our elites to sell us out to the extent and to the point where we lose this competition because of them?
Well, like you say, what's happening underneath is so complex. I mean, as I'm reading your book, I'm sitting here again. I picture, you know, like a war room in your offices there where you've got pin dots going in all these different directions, connecting these companies that seem so benign that are connected with the CCP. And then we get, you know, captured elites, names that we know, politicians who are associated and giving them cover. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of like what you report imported in Canada, and people are shocked because I told them, I go, yeah, I'm reading Peter's book there. And, you know, no big surprise as far as I'm concerned what we see happening in Canada with Justin Trudeau when you understand the relationship that his father, Pierre, had with China that you reported in Red Handed and how they erased all the history of Pierre Trudeau and his relationship with China. And so how much other stuff is happening here in America that is being scrubbed so that we can't.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Peter Schweitzer's new book, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win Red-Handed. Peter, right before the break, we were talking about the Trudeaus in Canada. When Justin responded the way he did against the Canadian trucks, for me, especially freshly reading your book, I'm going, well, of course. I mean, President Xi's got to just be so proud of his Canadian son.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I quote in the book, I know people have been circulating it now, but I found this quote last year pretty stunning. In 2012, Justin Trudeau was a young member of parliament, and he was asked at a local meeting. It's on videotape. You can find it. He was asked by a constituent, other than Canada's government, what government on the world stage do you admire the most? And he didn't mention the United States. Didn't mention the UK, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden. Didn't mention any of them. He said China. China was the foreign government that he admired the most. And what he said, Bill, was he liked and appreciated the fact that the, in his words, basic dictatorship of Beijing could get things done efficiently. Well, of course you can get things done because you don't have things like civil rights, property rights, you don't have an independent judiciary. But if you look at his response to the situation with the truckers, there is, to me, a thread that runs to Beijing. I mean, if your mindset is it's about power and it's about a basic dictatorship and efficiency, and you are absolutely convinced you are 1,000% right, you're not even willing to talk to the other side, the truckers in this case, it becomes very crystal clear to see what's going on here. And it helps, you know, in a way, the authoritarians, because the next time in China they crack down on protesters, what is Justin Trudeau going to say? Now, exactly. In China, I think they're more brutal than Canada is, but still, you've shown that you're prepared to do the exact same thing.
No, without a doubt. I'm going to take over your bank account. I'm even going to take over your animals and your truck and your businesses. I mean, how's that?
Yes.
It's astounding.
Yes. And not only are we going to go after the protesters, we're going to go after, there was a lady who gave $50 to support the protesters. We're going to go after her, and we're going to go after a coffee shop nearby that provided hot coffee for the truckers. So it's not even anymore, and this is a tactic straight out of China. We're not going to just go after the enemy of the state. We're going to go after the people that have any way indirectly or directly helped.
And Peter, where's the American media where democracy dies in the dark? I mean, they're saying nothing about this. I mean, this is our neighbor, people we had a relationship with, and something like this is so exposed. You go, wait a minute, this is a neighbor. How much of that mindset and that ideology has crept into the American body politic?
You know, I think it's a huge problem. And if you contrast it with the protests, violent riots that we had in 2020 in places like Portland, Oregon, or in Detroit.
Oh, Peter, those were mostly peaceful. Peter, come on. I'm sorry. I channeled my Leslie Stahl for just a second. Forgive me.
You're right, exactly. but it's, you know, the point is, even if you grant their absurd statement that they're mostly peaceful, they're acknowledging that there was violence there. I haven't seen any credible reporting of any violence involving these truckers.
No.
And yet they treat them totally differently. And this is the classic mindset of the authoritarian, which is it doesn't really matter what you do. It depends what your motive is, and it depends what side you're on. So if it is a peaceful protest we agree with, we are going to allow it. If it's a peaceful protest we disagree with, we are going to crack down on it. And that's what you're seeing from the Trudeau government in Canada.
Well, as you mentioned, the Communist Chinese and President Xi have a plan well entrenched. It is deep into our, you know, political underpinnings that is so incredible. And it's very difficult, you know, and as I'm reading your book, as I said, I'm looking at PennDOTs tied in with all these other associated, you know, organizations and how they're supposed to declare, but yet they use somebody in America kind of to hide. And then it's supported by, you know, congressmen and elected officials to, you know, kind of give them cover. And meanwhile, you know, let's take a look at some of this stuff. I mean, you know, we know. Oh, Biden Inc. I mean, how corrupt is Joe Biden and the family that you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, as I point out in the book, we use the Hunter Biden laptop. We use the email collection from one of Hunter Biden's business partners. And we wanted to answer two basic questions. I mean, I had first broken the story about the fact that Biden's had these financial ties to China back in 2018. Mm-hmm. But with the new information, I wanted to know, first of all, exactly how much money can we quantify that they got? And the second thing I wanted to answer is, who made these deals happen in China? Or as my kids would say, who made it rain for the Bidens in China?
Right.
And Bill, the answer is very stunning. We've traced the fact that the Bidens received some $31 million beginning when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Those deals were arranged by four Chinese businessmen who I name and describe in the book. And each one of those businessmen are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And so what this means is, this is not just a example of petty corruption or some cronyism. This was absolutely an effort at elite capture. Exactly. That China was engaged in, and they succeeded. Because I think if you look at the posture that Joe Biden has adopted towards China, it is a classic example of what in China they call big help with a little bad mouth.
Exactly.
That's the roughly the translation. And what that means, Bill, is you can go ahead and criticize us about the Uyghurs occasionally, or say we pose a threat to Taiwan. That's the little bad mouth. As long as you are making sure that we basically have unfettered access to technology, to capital in the United States, and access to your market, we are very fine and happy if you want to criticize us occasionally. And that has been the posture of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy Pelosi harped about quid pro quo. This is quid pro quo, which is also part of their psychology as well. It's, you know, what have you done for me lately? What about Nancy Pelosi and her family?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi used to be very critical of China. She actually famously, in the 1990s, visited Tiananmen Square as a congressman and unfurled a banner criticizing Beijing for its human rights policies. The police, of course, kind of roughed her up and took the banner. But she's done a complete 180 because beginning in the 2000s, her family, including her husband and her son, started seeking out deals and securing deals in mainland China. So if you hear Nancy Pelosi today, she will acknowledge that Beijing is committing genocide with the Uyghurs. She will acknowledge that they represent a threat, but she will argue with a straight face that, well, but there are more important issues that we need to address. Well, that is part and parcel of exactly the policy that Beijing wants her to have.
Exactly.
You cannot separate the change in position she's had from the fact that her family has become wealthy in part because of these deals from China.
How about an investigation into the Wuhan lab?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, as I point out in the book, you know, we knew about COVID beginning in January of 2020. It is now early 2022. It's been more than 2 years. And the U.S. House of Representatives has not had a single hearing on the issue of origins of COVID. How did this thing actually get to us? The whole question of, was it a lab leak? Did it naturally occur? Was it intentional in some way? Pretty basic, important question that I
exactly.
think every American wants the answer to. Nancy Pelosi has refused to allow any of those hearings to occur in the House of Representatives, which to me is another example of the sort of favor that she is providing for Beijing.
About a minute left here, Peter. Let's get a Republican in here. Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, is married to Elaine Chao, who was the transportation secretary in the Trump administration. Her family runs a shipping business. They have given gifts to Mitch McConnell of between $5 million and $25 million, so he benefits. And when you look at that business, it is joined at the hip with the Chinese government. Their shipping company, all their major ships are built by the Chinese State Shipbuilding Corporation. The construction is financed by Chinese state banks. The crews are provided by the Chinese government, and a lot of the contracts they have are from the Chinese government. So they have leverage over Mitch McConnell. If Mitch McConnell were to take action that Beijing did not like, they could destroy the McConnell-Chao family business overnight.
He's a six-time New York Times bestselling investigator. Peter Schweitzer has been our guest. His book, Red Handed, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you and the team. Great work.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, while President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles. The latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And we've got the number one ranked climate contrarian in the media. This according to a study by the journal Nature, also the executive editor, chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, a pioneering climate and eco news center. I should say eco news center. Hey, Mark Morano is with us. Mark, how you doing? It's been a long time, buddy. Good to be talking to you.
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, I thought we'd take advantage to just, you know, look in the rearview mirror a bit, if that's okay. You know, by now, Al Gore, Prince Charles said that, you know, the world would be mostly demised and underwater because of climate change. But I guess the way to move the goalposts is you just come up with a new narrative and a new conclusion, I guess, right?
Yeah, what they've done here, and I go back in my book, Green Thought, I go back to 1864. Abraham Lincoln was president, and they had the original climate tipping point. Mm-hmm. Imagine this. We're fighting the U.S. Civil War, and we have an academic named Leo Marx warning of climatic excess unless man changes his evil ways. And what's happened is, in the last 150 years, I'm trying to do my math here, what's it, 160 since the Civil War, we have had so many environmental and climate doom tipping. You mentioned John Kerry, who keeps issuing everywhere from 5 to 10 year tipping points. AOC's 12 year. Prince Charles at 100 month tipping point. We had the United Nations 10 year tipping point in 1989. We had NASA's lead climate scaremonger scientist say Obama only had 4 years at the length of his first term in order to solve climate, or we were all doomed. This is just one of those things where once the deadline passes, they just issue a new deadline, and it's kind of like shampoo bottle instructions. Lather, rinse, repeat. It's yes. Scare, kale, and scare again. That's all they do.
And the thing's amazing is in the history of man, it used to be noted that, Senator Blumenthal said, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. So in other words, all credibility is out the window, except when it comes to, climate change. I mean, the president can't figure out if it's the most important thing, either climate change or white supremacy. One of the two is the most dangerous thing that the world is facing these days.
Oddly enough, you're in luck, Bill, because two leading NASA climate scientists have come out. This is during the Black Lives Matter movement about 2 years ago, and announced that white supremacy was the key cause of global warming. That unless we solved white supremacy, climate was going to run uninhibited. They actually combined the two issues, and we have Al Gore jumping on that bandwagon. We have Green New Deal activists saying we can't get the Green New Deal without defunding the police, without abolishing the police. So in their minds, in this new woke climate world, that is absolutely the key cause. And how they explain it is white supremacy. America was founded with white founding fathers who were slave owners. The Industrial Revolution benefited white America. Ergo, America's quest for economic growth, industry, longer life, lower infant mortality, capitalism, free markets is all a white supremacy goal and a white supremacy reality. And that is how white supremacy caused climate change. I'm not making this up. This has all been rubber stamped approved by leading NASA scientists now.
Unbelievable. No wonder we doubt science. And we're told, of course, this is the new world economy. As one scientist said, very openly, actually, he was more of a, I don't know, he's a Jewish scholar out of Jerusalem, saying that, science is the order of the day. And, flat out, it's about power and control. That's it. End of story. Full stop.
Yeah, and they're using it. It's a new theory called scientism. And we've seen this, back during the Soviet Union. We've seen how China does it. We've seen in previous movements, even eugenics. The idea is you come up with a scientific theory, and then that is rigorously enforced. No dissent is allowed. We've seen it. Hillary, put it this way. Everything I learned from the COVID debate, I had already learned from the climate debate. And I'm in a book from the 80s. Everything I learned in kindergarten.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact title.
Exactly,
what it was exactly like. So the enforcement of the COVID regime, remember, you couldn't say it was possibly was a lab leak. It had to be from a bat in Wuhan. You couldn't say that masks didn't work, even though Anthony Fauci and the WHO and the CDC had been on record in every peer-reviewed study going back decades, and public health had always said masks don't work for respiratory virus. You couldn't say lockdowns didn't work, even though they'd never been tried, and you couldn't question the data. You couldn't challenge any aspect of a narrative. We now have, just to fast forward this, Australia, and there's a proposal, I believe, I just saw this the other day, and I want to say the United States or a Democratic congressman somewhere, where if you, as a medical professional, contradict public health on COVID, on any aspect of the narrative, even if you have the science to back it up, you're not allowed to say it because it undermines public health. We're at the point now where science is no longer science. It's science in support of the political goals and political leadership and what the leaders have decided.
Mm-hmm. Well, social media has been the controlling valve on this as well. I mean, they cut you off if it didn't agree with the WHO, which everybody was going, who's the WHO? And what kind of rosy path did they lead us down? And how much did they get wrong, from the early days of COVID? Not to mention, the university was the same university out of, I believe, out of England that gave us all this, this false trajectory for climate change. And so they're given another chance at another bite of the apple here. And what do they give us in terms of COVID predictions? Not even close. But yet, they survive and they'll live another day, and the next pandemic or whatever it is, wherever we need their genius, they're going to come in, and all of a sudden they're the they are the arbiters of whatever health decisions are supposed to be made, right? How does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You think Neil Ferguson, London College, and
yes.
I don't think that name's right, but in England, he did here's why, again, the COVID climate parallels. What happened there was exactly what happens with the climate committee. You come up with a bunch of scary predictions, and then you come up with your preferred political solution, and you say, if you don't go with this solution, these horrible things are going to happen. It's the old mob. It's the exact same thing you'd see in an old, you know, mobster film where the mob goes in a little neighborhood and they say, I'd hate for something really bad to happen to your store. You better pay up and do what we tell you or you're something bad's going to happen to your store. It's exactly what they did. It's what Neil Ferguson did on the COVID thing and basically said, unless we lock down, mask up, keep everyone home, stay at order, and literally enact authoritarianism overnight globally without dissent, and apparently only Sweden escaped. Unless we do this, we're going to have a Spanish flu, excessive death tolls beyond the Spanish flu, and everyone seemed to buy it hook, line, and sinker. What I mean by everyone is everyone in power, just about, including President Trump. So what's happening, and this exact same thing happens in climate world, happens in the COVID world, and this is their model. And now, of course, you know, they do the same thing even when it comes to foreign policy, wars. This is their modus operandi, and here's the biggest threat. The biggest threat to our liberty are these emergency declarations. After 9/11, we had the terrorism emergency declaration in the U.S., which led to the Patriot Act. Well, we'll never spy on our own citizens. That turned out not to be true. After COVID, we had the COVID emergency declaration, which gave every governor and mayor literally dictatorial powers overnight. And now, of course, they want to declare a climate emergency. Chuck Schumer, House Democrats, urging President Biden, which would give regulators, you'd give Department of Transportation, every aspect of your home heating, your food supply, your transportation, would be now subject to government bureaucrats, because don't you know we're operating under an emergency? And you can go back to the Roman Republic. Abuse of emergency declarations have led to the fall of the Roman Republic, to an empire, Middle Ages, centralization. German, 1933, abuse of power under their emergency declaration. So what the progressives have found is they don't need no stinking democracy. We need emergency declarations, and they generally get conservative Republicans to go along with them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were thinking of the Imperial College of London. They were the ones.
City College. That's not right.
No, exactly. I haven't referred to them in quite a while, and I want to get them out of my reference, because as far as I'm concerned, they have no credibility.
No, this is but Neil Ferguson. Remember, he had to resign because he was a big advocate for lockdowns. His famous quote, by the way, was, "We saw what they were doing in China." This was, or not China now, in Shanghai, but back when it originally happened, when they were locking people, when people were allegedly dropping dead in the streets. And he said, "We could never do that." And then we realized we in the West could do what China was doing. And he had this glee about him. And Fauci actually had the same thing. So what happened was, no matter how wrong you are in epidemiology, he's guaranteed. He will be well-funded till he decides to retire on his own volition. Neil Ferguson will never be discredited by the people that fund, pay, and employ him.
We've got to go to break. Let's come back. We've got more from Mark after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Morano, the number one ranked climate contrarian and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com, continues with us. Mark, as you were stating, you know, we have continued to be inundated with a false narrative to scare people so that they can be controlled. And this is what modern science has come down to. This is the new god of the modern era. Turn your back on the God who created the universe, and you've got to believe in science now above all, and the scientists.
Yes, and they've literally turned science now into, it's not actual. When they refer to the science, they're not talking about even peer-reviewed studies or data or scientists out there with hypothesis and proving or disproving. They are talking about generally bureaucratic agencies and leaders of these agencies who make a comment that becomes the science. And let me give an example. If Anthony Fauci makes a comment about masks, or our CDC director under Trump says, if everyone wore a mask, we could save, you know, 50,000 lives in the next six weeks. That becomes the science, because a bureaucrat said it offhanded at some congressional meeting or in some interview on CBS this morning. That's the science, because this person has all the credentials. How could a parent of a kindergartner know anything about whether their kids should wear a mask? Forget all the psychological impacts. Forget the language development impacts, where there's a 400% increase in kids who couldn't form speech now because they couldn't watch people's lips. Forget all that. The parents have to defer to credentialed scientific experts. The epidemiology epidemiologists at CDC, they have decades in service, they have PhDs, they have master's degrees, they are experts. They know better about what's good for your child. You have no idea. You are nothing but, you know, a rural hick from Kansas. You have no say in what your child wears. That's how they impose it. And so they just make a pronouncement, whether it's WHO or CDC, and that becomes the science overnight. That's what we dealt with, and that's the exact same thing we deal with in climate. If the United Nations claims something, or if a NASA head claims it, or some obscure NASA scientist says white supremacy is causing global warming, boom, that's the science. You're not only racist, but you're anti-science if you dissent or disagree.
Yeah, you're a climate terrorist. And so what happens if you're categorized as a climate terrorist, Mark?
Well, you get written up glowingly in The Hill. In fact, there's a professor, if you're a climate terrorist now, there's a professor from University of Nebraska in Omaha. Who would have thought? Middle American professor. Get ready to see more climate terrorism. The increasingly infuriation of the climate activists is warranted. We had a guy who set himself on fire last week at the U.S. Supreme Court front as a climate activist. He had watched an online course and bragged about it that was done by ClimateGate professor Michael Mann, formerly of the United Nations. This is now being praised, and they're saying, be careful, we're going to see a lot more. And why are we going to see more? Because governments are failing to follow the Green New Deal and the UN Paris Agreement in order to stop climate change. This is the world in which we live, where terrorism is justified because they're not getting their way politically.
Exactly. And, of course, here we are, a president from the Democratic Party that will not allow any good crisis to go to waste, is championing his agenda of climate change and the Green New Deal on the deaths of Ukrainians.
Yes. We have right now, the whole interesting thing about the Ukraine, and it's amazing, is that the solution to the Ukraine situation or our response is essentially to impose the Green New Deal on America and Europe. And it's amazing to watch, because what they've done, we have the International Energy Agency, we have a new report out called Replanet, we have the activists all saying that in order to fight these higher energy costs done by Putin's gas hikes, Putin's energy hike, we need to essentially stop driving, thermostat controls, tax on SUVs, stop eating meat. Literally, you go through the litany, and every proposed solution to deal with Putin's invasion of Ukraine is literally reads like the Green New Deal. This is what our modern society has done. So no matter what happens, it's to impose their radical agenda upon us.
Are we going to go Amish now? We're all horse and buggy now? This is what you hear from the president all the time. They're going to put you in chains. They want to take you back, 100 years. Well, it's their policies that are threatening do that, not right?
Yes, it is. In fact, you mentioned that was Joe Biden's comments to African Americans. They're going to put you in chains, meaning Republicans and Donald Trump. Here's the bottom line. We had black ministers, African-American ministers and activists, protest Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor. This is about maybe 8 years ago. Why did they protest him? Because he is a huge environmentalist and supports energy policies that do what? Pound the poor, middle class, and seniors on a fixed income, minorities. All of these energy policies raise the cost of energy, which means one thing. People on fixed incomes are going to have the biggest burden. So the energy policies of Robert Redford, the Hollywood actor, because he supports all these environmental policies, were declared racist by these African-American ministers. And the same could be true of what President Biden is doing. If you remember, when Donald Trump was president, before he allowed his entire presidency to be tanked by following Fauci et al. And allowing the COVID declaration, I mean, Donald Trump, he shot himself in the foot by doing that. Once he did that, we had the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment in 50 years, and they never measured it that low. But, of course, it was all just shot away in one stroke of the pen by Donald Trump. That was the end. Once he gave those declarations out, he allowed every blue state governor, particularly, and a lot of red state governors to tank the economy. But this is what we're dealing with, and this is how the Democrats did. But their solution now is very simple. We're going to collapse the economy, create chaos, inflation, supply chain, an energy crunch like that'll exceed the 1970s. But don't worry, because we have universal basic income, and we're going to take care of everyone, and COVID relief, and you don't have to work. You don't have to own anything. You'll own nothing. You'll be happy. Everything you want will be delivered. This is the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, exactly. We'll hit the great reset button, right? Klaus Schwab's reset button. Yep, exactly. And all will be rosy as we march down the road to a one-world government.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We can't end this interview without mentioning this. I think it's the most significant thing coming down the pipe. Remember, I mentioned the COVID climate merging. Well, there's a new movement afoot. It's actually, I shouldn't say it's afoot. It's going to happen. It's led by the World Health Organization head Tedros. Bill Gates is giving it its support. But the Washington Post is calling this effort, quote, a radical, the words of the Washington Post in their headline, radical pandemic treaty. Now, remember, when COVID was declared, an international crisis, and all the governors just magically followed China, and we did instant lockdowns and oppression and tyranny overnight. There was a few holdouts, and then you could have people like DeSantis in certain states holding out. Well, they want to fix that. Bill Gates has openly said at least three times publicly that if you want to know how to handle the next virus, look to Australia. They did it correctly. The country that literally set up quarantine camps, used the military, had people locked up, it was the most tyrannical response next to China. That's who Bill Gates thinks the world should emulate. And with this new pandemic treaty modeled after the United Nations climate panel, they want every country, once we sign on to it, you're going to have the World Health Organization funded by China, with the largest donation being the Bill Gates Foundation, literally declaring an emergency and having that kind of bureaucratic control to where every county, state, city in America could literally be beholden to these treaties, regulations. This is their fantasy vision. And given our compliance over the last 2 years, it's hard to believe they won't get it. And what is important for this, Bill, is it will not matter who your county supervisor, your mayor,
of course,
your governor,
yes,
because you're going to be, they're all, authority is going to be superseded by the U.S. involvement in this new pandemic treaty. And it's all going to be for your own health. Don't worry about it. It's for your own good. These are experts. They've studied it. You have it. Follow the science. And they're going to do, this is the most frightening aspect, because we were so compliant, meaning the global population of the last 2 years. And even now, New York City is still allowing, I believe it's still going on, 2 to 4 year olds to be masked and no one else in the entire city.
Exactly. Well, and there's still a question. I mean, if you want to hold up Australia as the golden child of it all, what about the other countries? What about Israel? What about Sweden? The success that they had. I guess that's not part of the debate. It's just Australia or nothing, right?
Yeah, what they do with Sweden in particular, they compare it. Sweden is very urbanized compared to its other Nordic countries, so they immediately compare it to Norway, and they look at this, and no, death rate in Norway was, two times lower, blah, blah, and they try to make it look like Sweden was out, killing people. But here's the thing, they're only looking at COVID, and if you compare Sweden to, France and England, and Sweden did as well as all the other major European countries in terms of COVID, but here's the kicker, Sweden exceeded it all in terms of total death rate, because lockdowns kill, which is an article out today on AOL News, of all places, about children, now infants,
right,
being hospitalized at record rates because of non-exposure to viruses over the last 2 years during isolation, especially in some of the more severely locked down countries. And they're now, their bodies aren't being able to handle it. So, but not only that, but the mental health, addiction, deferred treatments, I mean, the economic waste from it, the largest transfer of wealth from poor middle class to the wealthy. So lockdowns kill, the overall death rate is up, not from COVID, but from the consequences of the lockdowns. And they want to now make it into a permanent radical pandemic treaty where Bill Gates and the World Health, China, are going to be able to just pull a switch and turn the lights out, even in places like Sweden and Florida that were beacons of hope,
exactly,
in our misery.
And we're back where Donald Trump warned us. Don't let the solution be worse than the disease. And that seems to be the reality. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent for ClimateDepot.com. Mark Morano has been with us. Mark, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. My book is Great Reset. Comes out in August about the permanent pandemic. Regnery Books. Thank you.
experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you